Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh yeah, all right, come on. Look, the levels on this podcast are all over the shop, and I know it, and I'm sorry about it. I gotta figure it out. I suppose I need to throw away the whole mix and start again. But anyway, how are you? I'm all right. I went and saw The Delightful Sausage last night, and I laughed until I couldn't laugh anymore, and then I found my body's response was just to start crying. So I was literally sitting in the back of this comedy night, just crying like a broken man. Imagine that. What? I've got some exclusive music therefrom for you that I'll play in a bit, because it sort of ties in with a news story about key changes that I thought was really interesting. Actually, we've got some hyperlocal news. First, though, I just wanted to talk to you, just flag this one up just for your attention, because it's interesting. The Charity Commission is reviewing a complaint against the climate skeptic think tank. This is the Global Warming Policy Foundation. It's Nigel Lawson. He had so much fun with the Brexit thing. Does he not, to you, increasingly look like the Emperor out of Star Wars? Yes, yes! Not content with that, he's now sort of... he's set up this Net Zero Watch. So the Global Warming Policy Foundation has charitable status, but they've used their charitable funds to set up a subsidiary called Net Zero Watch, and that's a campaigning platform. That's not a charity. And so the Charity Commission is investigating that. But this whole Net Zero Watch, it's just worth watching it feed into the political narrative. It started as soon as the Ukraine thing happened. I don't know if you noticed, but suddenly we're having this go, can we really afford net zero? There's a war on. That's who's behind all of this, feeding into the news cycle. They are the ones doing this. So it's a very interesting time. There's another guy to watch out for. He's a guy called Craig McKinley. He's the Tory MP for South Thanet. He leads the Net Zero Scrutiny Group. I simply want to know exactly what money is being spent by whom on what for this blah blah blah. Does anything good come from Thanet? I just don't know. But it is time for us now to jump all around the UK for some hyperlocal news in a strand that I'm not sure works. What I do know is that the opening bed is extremely long, but we've all got quite a bit for you today. You can get in touch, of course. It's not today at swanburst.com. Dot cod, what? Or at not today pod, which is what I was thinking of when I tried to say com, on Twitter and all of that. But now, let us find out what's going on perhaps near you, if your name's Alex or Catherine or Hannah. Here it is. All over Datchet. All over Datchet. And today, we're all over... I don't know where Alex is. Anyway, he says, hi, Jake. Happy Monday. Sorry, got to it late. Here's my local news roundup. A 40-year-old woman's forced to act shocked after parents spend 6 months planning a surprise birthday via WhatsApp groups, of which she was a member. A man wonders whether he's experienced personal growth after bemoaning the lack of mushrooms at a hotel's all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, and experts suggest new firmer mattresses may actually make bad backs worse after a study of one man now experiencing painful twinges following the first night in ages not sleeping on a mattress with the rigidity of Blancmange. God, that now that's the mattress I want. Hyperlocal weather report looks like it might rain later. Wishing you a productive week or weep, depending on how your day is going. All the best, Alex. Thanks very much. And Catherine says, I finally fixed the charms that came off my charm bracelet. It's only been about 7 years. Sent a photo too. Yes, we have pictures on that one. And we've got some more from Hannah. She says, morning, Jake. In the hyperlocal weather news, the heavy rain in Cheltenham overnight has made all the potholes in my road into mini lagoons, but has washed the hardened bird poo off my car, so every cloud has a silver lining. Take care. That's Hannah. She says, my lunchtime Radio 4 listening yesterday included the sound of tortoises mating, which now can't be unheard, and the image put me off my food. Apparently, they're very noisy. Yes, I've heard the sound of tortoises mating. It is noisy. I bet Davey's got a recording of that. She says, who knew? Maybe an animal for further investigation like you did with the flies and chickens. Thanks for that, Hannah. That's a really good idea. Well, hello to Joe, who has a middle-aged whin. Yes, I was asking for that. I remembered to go to Wilkinson's, and then I remembered what I needed from Wilkinson's in Wilkinson's. She's got one. She says, last week, I got ID'd when buying wine, despite me being incredibly and wretchedly old. Admittedly, I was wearing a face mask as I was recovering from COVID, and the assistant was even older than me, so quite possibly nearly blind, but who cares? I got ID'd. My mask is never coming off again. Wish I could say the same about my toenail. Long story. It's time for this. Quite like that jingle. Yes, silence in court, please. You weren't talking anyway. I was listening. You know, God gave us one of these and one of these, didn't he? But he also gave us one of them, two of them, and two of them, and a big one of them. Anyway, Neil. It's Neil. Emery says, afternoon, Jake. Just a couple of thoughts about judging the Godfather trilogy. Yes, it's in the dock where we put a cultural artifact or icon on trial to see, you know, what do we really think of it? Think about the Godfather trilogy and whether it deserves its celebrated reputation. I watched the first two some years ago and I thought they were brilliant. A thrilling story, well shot, well acted, but I bought them on Blu-ray, when the Blu-ray was first released, and I have not gone back to them, says Neil. Not seen the last one, which is supposedly pants anyway, and I feel no burning desire to do so. I wonder if they're films that some people see and fall absolutely in love with when young, 20s-ish maybe, and if you see yourself as a full-on cineast, and let's be honest, you're probably, but not necessarily, also a bloke. Yeah, this all tracks, Neil. They form some crucial part of your self-identity. They were never that for me, but I had friends who loved them, along with things like Taxi Driver, which I watched, thought was fine, but have no real desire ever to watch again, Heat and Casino, but they don't call to me like some films. Well, what films call to you? I want to know. He says, I'll tell you another film along these lines, and that's Apocalypse Now. That was a film that I loved, or possibly thought I should love when I was a teenager, but I don't think I need to watch it again. I'm tempted to say that Coppola and Scorsese make good films, but have got a bit caught up in their own myth as the greatest directors of their generation. All of this tracks, Neil. And the only other thing I'd say is, hang on a minute, order! Silence in court! You don't need a gavel, says Neil. Okay, because we don't use them in British courts. They're for auctioneers. Or American courts. There's a Twitter account called Inappropriate Gavels that tracks the misuse of gavels in UK legal reporting, and I wouldn't want you to fall afoul of them. Anyway, there you go. Hey, Neil, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. All the best, Neil. This one, not that one. Oh, it's so nice to hear from you, and thanks for taking the time. Well, I feel like, do we need to pass judgment on the Godfather trilogy? I'm going to say not worth it. Worth it. Not speaking well, I slept fine. How did you sleep? Great. Look, there's one more thing I want to talk to you about, and that's this amazing breakdown that someone's done. This story was doing the rounds, and it's about the death of the key change. So in the last 60 years, key changes have more or less evaporated from pop songs. They happened quite consistently up until around about 1990. And this guy's done this analysis. He's worked out the key of every number one song on the Billboard chart. And what happened? Did they change key and all the rest of it? He's been really forensic. It's like, I don't know, 1,100 songs or something. And then he explains his theory for why, and it's sort of about hip-hop. Now, I don't want to be disparaging and talk about, you know, hip-hop having a terrible influence on music today. In fact, I wrote some newsy hip-hop this very week for a new podcast that's starting up soon. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? Do you? It's pretty good. Of course, quite happy with it. Here it is. And while it's chugging along, I'll tell you. So this guy's theory was that with hip-hop, keys aren't important because people don't really sing so much. But also it's about the way music's composed. And this sort of made sense to me, thinking about the way that I write music. It's vertical. You're looking at the sort of the stack of the instruments rather than a linear line of progression through a song. So very often you'll take a bass line and it might only be a couple of bars long. And then you might loop it. I mean, listen to this. This is as looped as you can get. Well, loopy. And he said that it's that that's meant people have stopped scrutinizing that sort of sequential progression of songs, looking at the flow of an instrument. Anyway, it's a really interesting thing. And I thought to myself, well, that's great. But then I heard a bit of Goldie Lookin' Chains' new release for the football, because obviously the Welsh team is in the men's World Cup, and I love it because they literally just sing football, 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 goals over and over again, and in a 3:45 song, that's all they sing, but it has 10 key changes in it. It just senselessly modulates up and up and up and up. Anyway, here's the theme. Did you love it? Anyway, I'm going to play some more music now. And this is from the Delightful Sausages show, Now But See, and it's on at the Soho Theatre until Saturday, and you should definitely go and see it if you can. Anyway, what I was quite pleased with this was that there's 3 key changes in it, and it's only like the opening minute and a half of their show. So this is their kind of moody scene-setting bit. Anyway, yeah, I'm getting more and more interested in key changes, and I'm probably putting more in. The article made a good point that they can be quite... It's a cheap way of sort of trying to freshen something that's actually just a bit of a tired song that probably should have been wrapped up. And that's a good point too. But a key change can be very dramatic. So I started this, I think this is in B flat. And then the main sort of song comes in and I wanted to brighten it. So I had it start in C. And then I put a key change in, even though the whole song is about, I think it's about a minute 20. Because I wanted the drama right. And I was going to say about this music, I'm going to make an annual again this year. I'm going to compile it all and put it all on Spotify, to the delight of probably almost no one. I think I have about 19 listeners a month. So do say hi. But, you know, it's kind of nice to sort of have this, you know, all that, generate this body of stuff. And I kind of want to put it somewhere, you know, in a sort of, well, this is what I did. This is what I did with my year. So if you haven't checked it out, it's on Spotify. It's all there. If you look for Not Today, Thank You, the annual. And there's also a couple of albums of music from The Hurting, but the series I did for Dave. But here's the thing, right? The way it works in terms of putting stuff on Spotify is... I pay an annual fee to a company, and they basically upload it and maintain it on my behalf. And as long as I keep paying the annual fee, then great, all my stuff is on Spotify. If I stop paying the annual fee, it all will just fall off. And I don't know. I suspect it will fall off everywhere else. So, because I think it's also on YouTube, it's on Play Music, Google. I think it's on Apple stuff as well. I happen to use Spotify, so it's the only one I sort of know it from. So great, you know, it sort of means if I get hit by a bus and, you know, my account gets shut down, then the
music dies with me, yeah? Guys.
Anyway, what they do offer is like a lifetime thing. So for a one-off flat fee, and I think it's something like £50 per album, they'll just keep it there forever. And it can be there. Now, I'm not saying I, you know, some legacy thing or the rest of it. I am saying I don't have any money. I don't. I really don't have any money at all right now. It has been quite a squeaky few months. It's sort of okay now, but I, you know, and I'm sure it has been for you too. I mean, crikey, this is the mother of all squeaks, right? And so I'm certainly not complaining. I'm okay, but I can't possibly justify spending what's going to amount to, I guess, a few hundred pounds to sort of stick this music up permanently. So if you want to be some kind of a benefactor and make a donation, I mean, towards that, and that is all I will spend the money on. I will not do anything else with it. You can if you want to. It's not today at swanburst.com. You can make a donation via PayPal if ever you do that sort of thing. But ideally, drop me a note just with it, just saying, you know, this is for posterity or whatever, or for the albums or something. And I'm going to say, if you make a donate, like if you, I mean, I would not suggest this, but if you make a donation that's like more than, like if it's like £50, I'm making this up on the fly, £50 or more, I'll write some kind of piece of music just to say thanks, and I'll stick it on the next album. And then you'll be, you know, immortalized in some way. There. That's my offer, and it's not something you need to worry about. You've got plenty to spend all your money on. Don't you worry about it. It looks at the floor. Anyway, what about the football? I don't know about the football. I will leave you with this. This is the sea shanty that opens the Delightful Sausages show. After that moody opening, we then brighten and go into this sort of exciting. It's such a good show. I honestly, it's great. I'll be back, I think, on Friday. So until then, thanks for enduring this, and speak to you soon. Lots of love.
Gather round, young'uns, and I'll tell you a true story. A little jolly boat off to meet its doom. Heave ho, heave ho. Two salty dogs all covered in spume. Heave ho, heave ho. The barometer has dropped and it's looking like thunder, and the swell is risen, and is it any wonder if Christopher and Amy are covered in chunder? Heave ho, heave ho. Ladies and gentlemen, delightful sausage on the starboard bow. 15 men on the dead man's chest. Heave ho, heave ho. The delightful sausage are doing their best. Heave ho, heave ho. Here come Amy and Christopher Louise, plowing through the foam and stiffing in the breeze, and scrolling for their lives across the high seas. Heave ho, heave ho.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.